Jazz dances evolved in tangent with jazz music, and its source, like the music, is a blend of European and African traditions in the American environment. Given the contribution of both Africa and Europe in the jazz lineage, and the contributions of both Black and white musicians and dancers to the development of jazz, it is impossible to tease out what parts of jazz belong to the Europeans and which to the Africans. However, scholars tend to agree that most of the major developments in jazz music and dance came out of African American culture. More specifically, before the 1950s, many of the jazz dances that became wildly popular in mainstream America originated from African American vernacular dance. By vernacular dance, I mean dances that erupted outside of formal dance institutions like dance schools, studios, conservatories. Vernacular dance forms are those created by members of a community, invented in a social environment, in spaces of the everyday, like on the city streets, on playgrounds. These are dances which sometimes lack choreographic attribution, meaning that it's hard to pinpoint who invented these dances, even though it gets spread widely through one community. Aside from jazz dances, a good example of a vernacular dance, and specifically a Black and Puerto Rican vernacular dance, would be breakdance in the Bronx in New York from the 1970s, which we will explore later in another module. African American vernacular dances are thus the dances created in Black communities in the U.S. that exist outside of formal American dance institutions.